My name is Krish. I am 13 years old. Today is May 8th, 2019, and I am speaking to Praveen, who is my dad. We are recording in Michigan. What were your earliest memories of your home?
The earliest memories of my home were when we moved to Bangalore from Iraq in India. We lived in a house which was a small two-bedroom apartment with me, my sister, my mom and dad. It was a small apartment and it was pretty nice for four of us, but it was a big move as we moved from a different country. We were actually from India, but my dad, due to work, he had to go to Iraq. I don't remember all that period, but once I came back to India again, we were in Bangalore. That was the apartment we stayed in. Our school was like a couple miles from our house, and I actually pretty much liked it because I got to make a lot of friends in school, and there were a lot of people in the apartments I was staying in.
What were your favorite childhood games?
The games I played during my childhood were cricket, cocoa, shuttle badminton, and a lot of other games. But these were my favorite games, as I used to play them as often as I wanted to. I used to play cocoa for my school. I actually played for my state. And even the shuttle badminton, I actually played for my school and state. I used to love those three sports. Because cricket is one of the favorite games for most of the people in India, so which is one among mine too. So,
what were schools like?
The schools in India when I was young, when I was going to school, were pretty crowded, not as like in your school. We had about 35 to 40 kids in a class, and we had about 5 to 6 different sections. The school normally started at around 8:30, and we had to go all the way till 4:30. We had one class for physical training and rest all were studies. We had lunch breaks. And we did have to go to school on a Saturday. It's not like what you have today, that Saturday is off. We had half day Saturday and Sunday was off. So that was how our schools were.
What was your least favorite subject and why?
My least favorite subject at school was biology. I never liked biology because it's too much in detail, and also I did not like chemistry too because there were too many equations, formulas and stuff like that, so I didn't like it much. Even biology is the same thing because we had to dissect the small creatures, kill them, see the parts, and we had to learn about all the parts of the body. There were too many parts, so I didn't want to do that.
What was your favorite subject and why?
My favorite subject in school was mathematics, and my favorite subject even today is mathematics. I love mathematics because I like to play with numbers, and somehow I was doing very good in math. So even today I like math. I wish you like math too.
Did you attend any school or training after high school? If so, what was your field of study?
After high school, I did my bachelor's. in a college called RV College of Engineering in Bangalore itself. I did my bachelor's in industrial engineering and management, and then I moved to US to do my master's. I did my master's in industrial technology from Eastern Michigan University.
How did you decide on a career?
I actually wanted to get into automobile I actually like management, so that's why I have industrial engineering and management in my bachelor's. But eventually I wanted to get into some automobile industry, into management. But that's the reason I moved to Michigan to do my master's in industrial technology and get into an automobile industry. But unfortunately, when I finished my master's, there was a small recession in the automobile industry, and I could not get into automobile industry. So I had to look for other options, and I got into a company called Corporate Computer Services in management. Now, eventually, I've been working with them for almost 17 years now, and I own the company right now.
What jobs did you have?
The jobs I had was when I was doing... I did not work in India at all, but after my bachelor's, once I moved. In my master's, I worked in the school as a graduate assistant. I was assisting in advising students who are in bachelor's. Basically academic advising, and I also worked in catering as part-time, and eventually once I was out of school, I tried to get into automobile industry, as I said earlier, but could not. So I joined Corporate Computer Services as a marketing personnel, and eventually I worked as a business development manager. And since the owner had to move back to India, so I took over the company in 2014, and I own that company from 2014.
How long did you have to work at your job each day?
There are no any preferred timings or preferred number of hours in a day, because I own the company, and I which I'm lucky to be, and but I do work more than 8 hours a day. As long as I have my phone with me, it means that I'm still working. Either it might be phone calls or replying the emails or anything of that sort. But I am in the office from 8 to 2, which is about 6 hours, and I work from my home after that.
Which of your family members came to America? If it was you, why did you come?
I have some extended family living in the United States, but none of my close family were in America until I came. In my close related family, I was the first person to come to United States. I came here to pursue my career in automobile industry, so hence the reason I did my master's in industrial technology in Michigan, in Eastern Michigan University. I was in the assumption that Michigan is the automobile capital of the country, so I thought I would definitely end up in the automobile industry. But unfortunately, as I said, I could not. So I was the first person to come, then followed by my wife, and my beautiful 3 kids were born here. So I was the one who first moved to America in our family.
Tell me more about your family and what they do.
My family, we are my mom and dad. I have a sister and me. My dad is a doctor. He's an internal medicine doctor. He worked in Iraq for like 3-4 years when I was very young. Then he moved to India in Bangalore, and he was in Bangalore for about 9 years. After that, we had to live in Bangalore in India, and my dad moved to Muscat, which is in Oman. And he was there for about 23 years pursuing his career. My mom is a housemaker. She used to take care of us and my dad. So my mom used to travel up and down when my dad was in Oman. My dad recently moved back to India, and he's relaxing right now. Coming to my sister is a doctor too. She lives in Philadelphia. She's a psychiatrist, and she moved to US in 2009. And before that, she was in UK for about 7-8 years. I think she did some something in psychiatry in United Kingdom too.
Where were our ancestors born?
All of our ancestors, as I said earlier, we are all from India. In India there is a place called Andhra Pradesh. It's a state called Andhra Pradesh. So we are all from there. We speak Telugu. That's the mother tongue of you or me or our ancestors. Our ancestors, I remember my great grandmother, my mom's grandmother, but I don't know anybody beyond that. My mom's dad and mom, my dad's dad died when he was 90 years old, and my dad's mom is still alive. She's about 94 years right now.
Tell me about your initial experiences in America. Was life different or the same from India? Why or why not?
My initial experiences in America, I came here to do my master's, as I said earlier. Initially, there is a lot of change when compared to India and here. I had a big cultural shock when compared to here. But now, as of today, there is not much difference in the cultural-wise India or here. But when I moved initially, it was like 20 years ago approximately. So there was a lot of difference. And it was not easy for me. It's not just the culture, but the food, the friends. I didn't have anybody here in Michigan. I just knew like a couple people before I came here, but they were like extended friends or extended family. So it was pretty tough for me initial days, but once I got used to it, it was pretty nice. And I made sure any of my friends or anybody who came after I was here, I made sure they had a good time, or they didn't have to go what I had to go through.
What are your favorite family holidays and why?
The favorite family holiday is, as you know, Krish, I think you or your brothers or mom, we all like to go to Cancun, Mexico. We try to go there every winter because we can escape from cold weather in Michigan and stay in warm weather in Cancun. And we go with your very good friend and my very good friend. So it's a good family get together there, and we get to spend a lot of time with all of us.
What did you do during the summer when you were off from school?
In India, when I was at school, we were actually waiting for summer break because it's a 2 month long break, not like 3 months like you get here. It was only a 2 month long break. And every day, we used to have some summer homework wherein I had to work for at least an hour a day. And but the I used to wake up in the morning, eat my breakfast, go outside, play cricket all day, and come back home, have lunch, take rest for some time, go back and play cricket. That was our daily routine every day. Or sometimes we used to go for movies. That's about it. It's playtime all day.
Tell me about the love of your life.
The love of my life is my wife, Pavni. Pavni, there are a lot of things to tell about her, but she's very polite, very honest, very nice, very cooperative. I met her when she's actually my dad's friend's daughter. So I met her when she was doing her bachelor's in dentistry in India. So I don't know, but I think after I met her, I knew that she's going to be the one in my life. So here we today. Today exactly, we've been married 16 years, and I know her for the past 23 years. And we had little differences, as every family has, but because of her cooperativeness, we are going nice, smooth, and we have three beautiful children, as you know.
Thank you for doing this interview with me.